FDA grants accelerated approval to a new breast cancer treatment. Mega Doctor News. Food and Drug Administration. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration expanded treatment options for adult patients with advanced breast cancer, reflecting the FDA's commitment to advancing medical innovation and getting new treatments to patients who need them. FDA granted accelerated approval to Etcama, camizestrant, in combination with a CDK4/6 inhibitor, abemaciclib, palbociclib, or ribociclib, for the treatment of adult patients with hormone receptor, HR, positive, human epidermal growth factor receptor 2, HER2, negative, locally advanced or metastatic breast cancer upon detection of estrogen receptor 1, ESR1, mutation during aromatase inhibitor and CDK4/6 inhibitor therapy, based on an FDA-authorized test. ESR1 mutations are acquired resistance mutations that a tumor may develop during treatment with an aromatase inhibitor, a type of endocrine therapy that is a common frontline treatment for locally advanced or metastatic breast cancer. At the diagnosis of HR-positive metastatic breast cancer, fewer than 5% of patients will have this tumor mutation. After disease progression on an aromatase inhibitor, nearly 40% of patients will have this tumor mutation. Women living with metastatic breast cancer face an uphill battle as their tumors continuously evolve to escape treatment. "We owe them every weapon in our arsenal," said Acting FDA Commissioner Kyle Diamantis, JD. "Today's approval delivers a win to these patients by granting them a targeted therapy designed specifically to overcome resistance, giving them more time before their disease progresses." The accelerated approval program allows for earlier approval of drugs that treat serious conditions and fill an unmet medical need based on surrogate or intermediate endpoints. In this case, accelerated approval of Etcama was granted based on how long patients lived without their disease worsening, measured from the point when the resistance mutation was first detected in the blood. Since it is not yet confirmed whether intervening at this point, rather than at the time of confirmed disease progression, translates into a clinically meaningful benefit, the FDA has required confirmatory studies to verify and describe clinical benefit. "I commend both the FDA and the sponsor for their commitment to advancing cancer care and securing this accelerated approval," said Angelo DeClaro, MD, director of the FDA's Oncology Center of Excellence. "This marks the first FDA approval of a cancer therapy guided by the detection of a resistance mutation in circulating tumor DNA, ctDNA, before imaging tests show that the disease is progressing. But additional evidence is needed to confirm clinical benefit. ctDNA is made up of tiny pieces of tumor DNA released into the blood, which can allow for earlier molecular detection of resistance mutations. To ensure precise patient matching, the FDA also authorized the Guardant360 CDX assay as a companion diagnostic device to identify patients with breast cancer with ESR1 mutations for treatment with camizestrant. Efficacy was evaluated in a clinical trial to assess switching to Etcama, an oral tablet, in combination with a CDK4/6 inhibitor versus continuing an aromatase inhibitor in combination with a CDK4/6 inhibitor. Estimated median progression-free survival was 16 months in the Etcama and CDK4/6 inhibitor arm and 9.2 months in the aromatase inhibitor and CDK4/6 inhibitor arm. The prescribing information includes a boxed warning for the risk of irregular heart rhythm when Etcama is taken together with certain other medications, as well as warnings and precautions for an abnormally slow heart rate and potential harm to an unborn baby. Full prescribing information for Etcama will be posted on drugs at FDA. On April 30, 2026, the FDA convened the Oncologic Drugs Advisory Committee for this application. The accelerated approval was granted to AstraZeneca. Source: Food and Drug Administration.